The role of voice modulation in effective communication. In the realm of human interaction, what we say often takes center stage, but how we say it can be the true game changer. Voice modulation, the deliberate variation of pitch, pace, volume, and tone, transforms ordinary speech into powerful communication that captivates listeners and conveys meaning beyond words alone. When mastered, this subtle art becomes the difference between being merely heard and being truly understood. Think of the last time you were completely engrossed in a conversation or presentation. Chances are, the speaker was skillfully modulating their voice, creating a dynamic auditory landscape that kept your attention anchored and your mind engaged. Unlike written communication, which relies solely on word choice and structure, verbal exchanges carry an additional layer of meaning through the voice's musical qualities, a layer that, when properly tuned, can enhance clarity, build connection, and significantly increase persuasiveness. The science behind voice modulation. Our brains are exquisitely attuned to process vocal variations, a sensitivity with deep evolutionary roots. When we hear a well-modulated voice, multiple neural pathways activate simultaneously, engaging centers for language processing, emotional response, and memory formation. Neuroscientific research demonstrates that vocal variety stimulates greater brain activity in listeners compared to monotonous speech, which literally causes attention to wane. This biological response explains why a skillfully modulated voice can maintain audience engagement even during complex or lengthy communications. The human voice carries within it ancient signals that convey far more than linguistic content. It transmits subtle cues about confidence, authenticity, emotional state, and intent. This paralinguistic information creates what researchers call vocal prosody, which often carries more weight in interpretation than the actual words spoken. For instance, studies show that when verbal content conflicts with vocal tone, listeners typically trust the vocal cues over the literal meaning, a phenomenon particularly evident when detecting sarcasm, concern, or deception. Key elements of voice modulation. Pitch variation forms the melodic foundation of engaging speech. Speaking exclusively in high pitches may signal excitement or stress but can quickly become grating, while consistently low pitches might convey authority yet risk sounding monotonous. The magic happens in the dynamic interplay between highs and lows, the vocal equivalent of a compelling musical composition. Effective communicators instinctively raise their pitch when introducing new concepts or expressing enthusiasm, then lower it to emphasize key points or convey gravitas. This natural pitch contour creates what linguists call prosodic highlighting, drawing the listener's attention to information that matters most. The most persuasive speakers develop a pitch range that feels authentic to their natural voice while providing enough variation to express nuance and emotion appropriately. Research indicates that listeners perceive speakers with moderate pitch variation as more credible, engaging, and trustworthy than those who speak in a flat, unchanging tone. Pace and rhythm determine how information flows and how easily listeners can process it. Speaking too rapidly overwhelms the audience's cognitive capacity, while excessive slowness risks disengagement. Strategic variation in speaking rate serves multiple purposes, accelerating to build excitement or convey familiarity with a topic, then decelerating to underscore complex or crucial information. Thoughtful pauses, the intentional moments of silence between thoughts, are among the most powerful yet underutilized aspects of voice modulation. These brief auditory rests give listeners time to process what they've heard, create anticipation for what comes next, and provide emphasis without requiring additional words. Masterful communicators use what musicians call rubato, slight deviations from strict tempo, to create a natural rhythm that holds attention while supporting comprehension. This rhythmic variation prevents the hypnotic effect that can occur when someone speaks in perfectly timed intervals, which paradoxically makes listeners more likely to tune out. Volume control creates the dynamic range that prevents auditory fatigue and signals importance. While consistently speaking too softly forces listeners to strain, creating frustration, speaking constantly at high volume quickly becomes overwhelming or even threatening. The strategic raising and lowering of volume creates contrast that keeps listeners engaged and emphasizes key messages. A well-timed reduction in volume can actually increase attention as listeners unconsciously lean in, while a measured increase signals passion, urgency, or the weight of a particular point. Environmental awareness plays a crucial role here. Effective communicators instinctively calibrate their volume to the physical space, background noise, and distance from listeners. Perhaps counterintuitively, research shows that speakers who occasionally drop their volume to just above a whisper often command more attention than those who simply speak loudly throughout. The contrast itself creates interest and signals insider information being shared. Tonal quality and emotional coloring infuse speech with meaning beyond the words themselves. The human voice can convey warmth, authority, compassion, excitement, certainty, or concern through subtle shifts in resonance and timbre. This emotional dimension of speech operates largely at an unconscious level for listeners, creating immediate impressions and triggering corresponding emotional states. A voice that sounds tense and constricted communicates anxiety regardless of the words spoken, while a voice with appropriate resonance and openness signals confidence and authenticity. Different communicative contexts call for different tonal qualities. The warm, supportive tone effective in mentoring conversations differs significantly from the clear, decisive tone needed in emergency situations. Skilled communicators develop a palette of tonal colors they can access naturally, allowing their voice to authentically reflect and reinforce their message rather than contradicting or undermining it. Voice modulation in professional settings. In customer service environments, voice modulation becomes a critical tool for de-escalating tension, building rapport, and conveying competence. Representatives who master the ability to adapt their vocal delivery can transform potentially negative interactions into positive experiences. Studies show that customers form impressions about a company's reliability, professionalism, and trustworthiness within the first 7 seconds of a call, largely based on vocal cues rather than content. These impressions significantly influence customer satisfaction and loyalty outcomes. Industry research indicates that service professionals who intentionally modulate their voice to match the emotional context of the interaction achieve dramatically better results than those who maintain a consistent, scripted delivery regardless of the situation. Mastering these advanced communication techniques leads to superior customer service outcomes across metrics including first call resolution, customer satisfaction scores, and repeat business. The most successful service interactions typically begin with matching the customer's energy level through voice modulation, then gradually guiding them toward a more positive emotional state through subtle shifts in pace, pitch, and tonal quality. Leadership effectiveness is inextricably linked to vocal delivery. Leaders who have mastered voice modulation can inspire teams, navigate difficult conversations, and communicate vision in ways that create lasting impact. The ability to project confidence through a steady, well-modulated voice becomes particularly crucial during organizational challenges or periods of uncertainty. Research on leadership perception consistently shows that vocal qualities significantly influence how a leader's competence, decisiveness, and trustworthiness are evaluated by teams and stakeholders. Effective leaders typically develop what communication experts call executive presence, a vocal quality that combines appropriate authority with authenticity and engagement. This presence is created through a constellation of voice modulation techniques, including strategic use of lower pitch, measured pace with purposeful pauses, and tonal warmth that builds connection while maintaining professional boundaries. The top advanced communication skills that leaders need include the ability to adjust vocal delivery based on context using more dynamic, energetic modulation when motivating teams, then shifting to a calmer, more measured approach when providing critical feedback or navigating conflicts. In sales and negotiation contexts, voice modulation becomes a powerful persuasive tool that can significantly impact outcomes. Successful sales professionals intuitively understand that how information is delivered often matters more than the content itself. When presenting product benefits, subtle increases in pace and pitch create energy and enthusiasm that customers find contagious, while strategically slowing down and lowering pitch when discussing value propositions signals confidence and substance. Research on negotiation outcomes reveals that participants who maintain consistent vocal control, avoiding the pitch increases that signal anxiety or the volume spikes that suggest aggression, achieve more favorable results. This vocal discipline becomes especially valuable when facing objections or handling difficult questions. The most effective negotiators use what's called downward inflection, ending statements with a slight drop in pitch rather than an upward lift, which signals certainty and helps prevent statements from being perceived as tentative questions. This technique, combined with strategic pauses that demonstrate thoughtfulness rather than hesitation, creates a vocal pattern associated with credibility and authority in high-stakes discussions. Advanced voice modulation techniques. Mirroring and matching vocal patterns creates instant rapport by signaling similarity and understanding. This sophisticated technique involves subtly adapting elements of your voice modulation pace, pitch range, volume, or tonal quality to more closely align with your conversation partner's natural speaking style. Importantly, effective mirroring is never direct mimicry, which would be perceived as mocking, but rather a gentle shift toward the other person's communication pattern. Neurological research shows that when we experience someone speaking in patterns similar to our own, mirror neurons activate in our brains, creating a sense of connection and understanding. Advanced communication skills that include vocal matching provide significant benefits across personal and professional contexts, from building trust in new relationships to improving team dynamics and enhancing leadership effectiveness. The most skilled practitioners of this technique adapt their voice not just to individuals but to broader cultural and contextual expectations, recognizing that appropriate vocal modulation varies significantly across different professional environments, cultures, and situations. The strategic use of pauses represents perhaps the most counterintuitive yet powerful aspect of advanced voice modulation. In a world where filling silence has become reflexive, the communicator who can comfortably employ silence creates extraordinary impact. These purposeful breaks in speech serve multiple functions. They provide cognitive space for processing complex information, create emphasis without requiring additional words, and demonstrate the confidence to control conversational rhythm. Research indicates that speakers who incorporate well-timed pauses are perceived as more thoughtful, authoritative, and persuasive than those who speak in an uninterrupted stream. Learning advanced communication strategies involves mastering three distinct types of pauses: the comprehension pause that follows complex information, allowing listeners to process what they've heard; the dramatic pause that precedes important points, creating anticipation and attention; and the reflective pause that follows profound statements, allowing their significance to resonate. When combined with appropriate facial expressions and body language, these pauses become powerful nonverbal communication tools that enhance the speaker's presence and impact. Controlling nervous speech patterns represents a significant challenge that, when mastered, dramatically improves communication effectiveness. Under stress, the human voice typically displays telltale signs including elevated pitch, increased pace, reduced volume control, and vocal constriction, all of which undermine perceived confidence and competence. Advanced communicators develop techniques to counteract these natural tendencies, maintaining vocal control even in high-pressure situations. Practical approaches include diaphragmatic breathing to stabilize the voice, conscious pitch modulation to prevent the squeaking that often occurs during nervous speech, and the intentional insertion of pauses to prevent rushing. Research shows that speakers who successfully manage these aspects of voice modulation are perceived as significantly more credible and persuasive, particularly in challenging contexts like job interviews, confrontational discussions, or high-stakes presentations. Regular practice with recording and feedback allows communicators to identify their specific patterns of vocal stress response and develop personalized strategies for maintaining optimal voice modulation regardless of circumstances. Common voice modulation mistakes. The monotone delivery, speaking with minimal variation in pitch, pace, or volume, represents perhaps the most common and damaging voice modulation mistake. This flat vocal pattern fails to highlight important information, creates the auditory equivalent of a gray, featureless landscape, and literally induces cognitive disengagement in listeners. Brain imaging studies show significantly reduced activity in attention centers when subjects listen to monotone speech compared to well-modulated delivery of identical content. This vocal pattern frequently results from anxiety, as nervous speakers focus entirely on content while neglecting delivery, from reading directly from prepared text, or from misguided attempts to sound authoritative or serious. Ironically, the lack of variation that speakers may believe conveys gravitas actually undermines their perceived competence and credibility. Overcoming this pattern requires developing greater self-awareness through recording and feedback, practicing exaggerated vocal variation in private to expand comfortable range, and preparing content with specific notations for emphasis, pace changes, and emotional coloring rather than focusing exclusively on the words themselves. Inappropriate pacing, speaking consistently too quickly or too slowly, creates significant barriers to effective communication. Chronically rapid speech often loses critical consonant sounds and word endings, reducing intelligibility even when volume and articulation seem adequate. This pattern frequently stems from anxiety, overfamiliarity with the material, or cultural speech patterns, and it creates cognitive overload for listeners who must work harder to process compressed information. Conversely, excessively slow speech with equal timing between all words, rather than natural phrasal groupings, risks disengaging listeners whose attention wanders during the extended delivery time. Research indicates an optimal general speaking rate between 140 to 160 words per minute for most English language communication, with strategic variations above and below this range for emphasis and effect. Developing awareness of personal baseline speaking rate, practicing with recorded speech at different paces, and receiving regular feedback from trusted listeners helps communicators develop the pacing flexibility that enhances both comprehension and engagement. Vocal fry and upspeak have emerged as particularly problematic patterns that can significantly undermine perceived authority and credibility. Vocal fry, the low frequency, creaky voice quality produced when vocal cords are loosely closed, has become increasingly common, particularly at the ends of sentences. While occasionally appropriate for emphasis, chronic vocal fry reduces vocal projection, creates an impression of disengagement or boredom, and has been shown in research studies to negatively impact hiring decisions and leadership evaluations, particularly for women. Similarly, Upspeak ending statements with rising intonation as though asking a question creates the impression of uncertainty even when conveying factual information or expert opinions. This pattern inadvertently undermines the speaker's perceived confidence and authority regardless of their actual expertise or position. Both patterns respond well to conscious intervention through techniques including proper breathing support, recording, and focused practice, and working with trusted colleagues who can provide real-time feedback when these patterns emerge in professional contexts. Building resilience in communication. Facing rejection represents one of communication's greatest challenges, and how we modulate our voice in these moments significantly impacts both immediate outcomes and long-term resilience. When receiving negative feedback or outright rejection, the natural physiological response typically constricts vocal cords, elevates pitch, and creates trembling or breathiness, all signals that undermine perceived confidence and control. Developing the ability to maintain steady, well-modulated speech during these challenging interactions represents a crucial professional skill. Artists and creative professionals who consistently face critique and rejection often develop specific vocal strategies to maintain composure, including slightly slowing their pace, maintaining regular breathing patterns that support steady vocal production, and consciously lowering pitch to counteract the natural tendency toward vocal elevation under stress. These techniques help prevent emotional escalation while preserving professional relationships and personal dignity during difficult conversations. The capacity to maintain vocal composure under pressure represents a key indicator of emotional intelligence and communication maturity. When faced with challenging situations, unexpected criticism, hostile questioning, or direct confrontation, our voice often betrays our emotional state before our words do. The ability to modulate vocal delivery even when experiencing strong emotions allows communicators to respond rather than react, maintaining effectiveness in high-stakes situations. Managing rejection while developing resilience and persistence requires emotional intelligence that manifests through consistent vocal control. Practical techniques include preparing for difficult conversations with visualization exercises that include vocal elements, developing awareness of personal stress responses through recorded practice, and building a repertoire of supportive self-talk that can be mentally accessed during challenging moments. Research shows that simply maintaining awareness of breathing and consciously controlling vocal delivery significantly reduces the internal experience of stress while simultaneously improving external perception of confidence and competence. Turning rejection into opportunities for resilience and personal growth requires reframing these experiences through both internal dialogue and external communication. How we speak about setbacks both to ourselves and others dramatically influences how we process and learn from them. Voice modulation plays a crucial role in this process, as the tone and pattern we use when discussing challenges shapes both our own emotional response and others' perceptions of our resilience. Speaking about rejection with a forward-focused, measured vocal quality rather than patterns that signal defensiveness or defeat helps create narrative distance from negative experiences. This vocal framing supports psychological resilience while also preserving professional relationships and opportunities. Leaders who can discuss setbacks with appropriate vocal confidence, neither dismissing their significance through casual delivery nor catastrophizing through dramatic vocal patterns, model resilience for their teams while maintaining credibility and trust during challenging periods. Setting appropriate boundaries represents another communication challenge that benefits tremendously from skillful voice modulation. Many people struggle with boundaries because they oscillate between passive communication, characterized by hesitant, apologetic vocal patterns, and aggressive communication, marked by sharp, elevated vocal tones. Effective boundary setting employs what communication experts call assertive voice, a delivery pattern characterized by steady pace, moderate and consistent volume, clear articulation, and level pitch that neither rises in uncertainty nor lowers in aggression. Setting boundaries without pushing people away requires mastering this vocal middle ground that communicates respect alongside firmness. The assertive voice pattern signals both self-respect and interpersonal respect, allowing boundaries to be established without creating unnecessary relationship damage. Specific techniques include maintaining steady eye contact while speaking in a clear, unhurried manner, avoiding both the rising intonation of uncertainty and the sharp, staccato patterns of aggression, and using strategic pauses to prevent interruption and emphasize key points without needing to increase volume. Practical applications across contexts. Virtual communication presents unique challenges and opportunities for voice modulation. In video conferences and remote presentations, vocal delivery carries even greater communicative weight as other channels, body language, physical presence, environmental cues, become limited or distorted. Research indicates that listeners rely up to 30% more on vocal cues when visual information is compromised or unavailable. This increased dependence on auditory processing means that effective voice modulation becomes not just an enhancement but a necessity for virtual communication success. Technical considerations also impact voice perception in digital environments. Microphone quality, room acoustics, and platform compression can all affect how vocal nuances are transmitted. Elevating your interactions through mastering advanced communication skills in virtual environments requires adjustments, including slightly more pronounced modulation, greater attention to pacing with additional pauses to accommodate potential lag, and compensatory techniques for the loss of physical presence. Successful remote communicators typically employ more explicit vocal variation to convey enthusiasm and engagement that would otherwise be communicated through body language in face-to-face interactions. Cultural considerations introduce important nuances to effective voice modulation. What constitutes appropriate vocal variety, ideal pace, optimal volume, and suitable tonal quality varies significantly across cultural contexts. In some cultures, animated vocal delivery with wide pitch ranges signals engagement and emotional honesty, while in others, such delivery might be perceived as lacking seriousness or self-control. Similarly, comfort with silence and pauses differs dramatically. What might be considered thoughtful reflection in one context could be interpreted as uncomfortable hesitation in another. Volume expectations also vary considerably, with some cultures associating louder speech with confidence and authority, while others view it as aggressive or crude. Effective cross-cultural communicators develop adaptability in their vocal delivery, adjusting modulation patterns to match contextual expectations while maintaining authenticity. This flexibility requires both cultural knowledge and acute observational skills, noticing and adapting to the vocal patterns common in specific environments while remaining sensitive to individual preferences and situational factors that may override cultural norms. Handling rejection without losing your composure in personal relationships depends significantly on voice modulation skills that demonstrate emotional regulation while maintaining authentic expression. During difficult conversations, the voice often becomes the primary indicator of emotional state and intentions. The ability to keep vocal patterns steady and clear while discussing sensitive topics creates psychological safety that supports productive dialogue even during disagreements or when delivering unwelcome messages. Specific techniques include maintaining a consistent speaking rate rather than accelerating when anxious, controlling volume even when feeling strong emotions, and avoiding the vocal constriction that signals defensiveness or withdrawal. These modulation skills allow communicators to express authentic feelings appropriately without escalating tensions through vocal patterns that trigger defensive responses in others. Relationship researchers note that couples with greater vocal control during conflict discussions report higher relationship satisfaction and demonstrate more effective problem solving, not because they suppress emotions, but because they express them through words and content rather than through disruptive vocal patterns that hinder mutual understanding. Conclusion. Voice modulation represents the subtle yet powerful dimension of communication that transforms mere words into meaningful human connection. By developing awareness and control of pitch, pace, volume, and tonal qualities, communicators dramatically enhance their ability to engage, persuade, clarify, and connect across diverse contexts. The most effective communicators recognize that voice modulation is neither a performance nor a manipulation, but rather an authentic extension of clear intention and emotional intelligence. When our vocal delivery aligns with and reinforces our message, we create coherent communication that resonates more deeply with listeners. As both personal and professional interactions increasingly move between in-person and digital environments, mastery of voice modulation becomes an increasingly valuable skill that distinguishes exceptional communicators from average ones. Developing greater vocal flexibility begins with awareness. Recording yourself in different communication contexts, seeking specific feedback from trusted sources, and consciously analyzing the vocal patterns of effective communicators you admire. This awareness lays the foundation for intentional practice, experimenting with different vocal qualities in low-stakes situations, preparing important communications with specific notations for modulation changes, and gradually expanding your comfortable range of expression. Remember that effective voice modulation stems not from artificial technique but from genuine engagement with your message and audience. When you care deeply about what you are communicating and whom you are communicating with, your voice naturally becomes more expressive and impactful. By combining this authentic care with conscious skill development, you create a powerful communication style that enhances both professional effectiveness and personal connections.